LIRR spokesman Salvador Arena says the railroad carried nearly 83.4 million passengers in 2013. It's the second year of increased ridership after 3 years of declines.
We think it reflects two things. It reflects a gradual improvement of the economy on Long Island, and it also reflects the fact that we restored service in some areas that had been cut back in 2010.
That includes the restoration of weekend service every half hour on the Port Washington branch. That LIRR number edged out Metro North across the Sound by about 5,700 riders. Metro North, which is also operated by the MTA, did see a record number of riders in 2013, but the increase was just 0.7%. Marjorie Anders is a spokesperson for Metro North.
There were many, many problems that kept our ridership down to the modest growth that we did see.
On the New Haven line, those problems included a power outage that caused nearly 2 weeks of disruptions and a derailment near Bridgeport. The railroad has seen a rash of weather-related problems in recent weeks, but Anders says they expect to see a greater increase in ridership this year. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.